Hi, gentlemen. Breitfeld's Law has been talked about many, many times, and I'm not going to recite the regular talking points, but rather I want to talk about what I noticed as a blind spot that most men don't connect with and don't realize. Now, just to refresh our memories about Breitfeld's Law, it states that, quote, "The female, not the male, determines all the conditions of the animal family. Where the female can derive no benefit from association with the male, no such association takes place," unquote. So you see, the reveal of Breitfeld's Law for most guys is that we're not in fact in charge, even though we're supposed to be responsible for everything. She is. And most men think, aha, I see your game now, sweetheart. You think I don't know what game you're playing? I've got my eye on you. And that's where it stops. Men lock into that first half of the statement, and they see the second half as a kind of trailing off of the statement. But the second half is what men don't want to face, unfortunately. And what brought it into clear focus for me, and why I decided to make this video to really highlight the second part of Breitfeld's statement, is Coltane made a recent video where three quarters of the way through, he described how himself, and I notice myself, and a great many men I'd suspect, occupy a top percentile of objective attractiveness, you know, on paper, that women would like in a man. Things like owning a house, owning a car, being tall, being stable and secure, having no debt, no child support, no children from a previous relationship, no baggage, being free and clear, ostensibly, having a sense of humor, having many hobbies and interests, being intelligent, having something to talk about, not being ugly, dressing well, and basically having no real downsides and a majority of very significant upsides. Now, why I mention Coltane's video and what made me reflect on Breitfeld's Law in relation to all these qualities an ostensibly great guy would have on paper. Here's the reveal. It doesn't matter how much of these qualities you have as a man, how perfect you are, if she doesn't benefit from it. I'll say that again. If she doesn't get it from you, not share, but get it, benefit, no association takes place. This is the powerless reveal of Breitfeld's Law that I think many guys miss. Sure, you can be a great guy, but for most women, they want to take it from you. They want to benefit. It's what a lot of the cliched, "where is this relationship going" quote comes from when women speak it. Am I getting any more of this in the future? Is it going to vertically increase? Are the benefits going to increase? What more are you going to give me? What have you done for me lately? And this is the sad reveal that many men don't face, because they focus on the first part of Breitfeld's Law, which is the female, not the male, is in charge of the relationship. And men think it's ostensibly something they can fix if they're aware of it and they don't allow themselves to be controlled, which is great and all well and good if you're going to associate with females. It gives you a sense of control and boundary. Like, I have my self-respect and my limits, and when a woman pushes me too far beyond them, I know it's time to leave the relationship, and I'll keep myself legally and financially at arm's length from a woman to protect myself from her going too far. But the second half, I think men don't face, because it's the heartbreaking part. Especially after the honeymoon period, where you've fallen in love, you've gotten to know each other, and she finally realizes this is as good as it gets. Now, human's not going to get married. He's not going to share bank accounts. He's not moving in with me. We're not having children. She realizes that she only shares her life with me, and I with her, fairly and cooperatively. But I'm not handing over. I want to share. She doesn't. She wants to benefit. Again, where is this relationship going in her eyes? This is all I'm going to get. These are the limits. Simply who you are as a person is all I get. This is the sad reveal about the second half of Breitfeld's Law. If she doesn't benefit, she's gone. She loses interests, she's bored, she's out of there. She just falls out of love. What great qualities as a male human being you have. That's all well and good. You know, being humorous, being tall, being intelligent, all those great human qualities. But the other things, like having a home, having a car, having financial stability, no baggage that you need to pay to an ex, they factor in more. And if more of those material qualities can be directed to her to give her more financial and structural security, all the better. Because there's nothing she can take in any real sense away from how tall you are, how funny or intelligent you are. That's sort of in you. But the other things she wants. Unfortunately, women are designed to receive and men are designed to give. And it's not just physically, it's psychologically too, and biologically, unfortunately, gentlemen. Men are the presence, women are the absence, however you want to term it. And I think that's why a lot of men have difficulty with self-reflection, self-actualization, because for once they need to give to themselves, if you will. It's very hard for a man to do. Because of the environment out there now, men are taking law and legal risks out of the equation and the amount they're prepared to lose. They're quite aware that it's less symbiotic, less reciprocal in male-female relations, especially after the honeymoon ends, where it's revealed largely, this is what you are. There's no more benefit. There's only sharing of this relationship. It's not going to go anywhere vertically. This is all it is. And because there's no benefit, no more association takes place in a woman's eyes. It translates to she's bored, even though nothing's changed. And to her, that's the problem. There's no more benefit to be had. So yes, gentlemen, the point of this video is the real powerless, heartbreaking reveal of Breifolt's law is not so much that she's in charge and not you, which is a powerful one, and men get kicked in the stomach with that, and that's where they stop. It's that if she doesn't benefit and get as a one-way street in a relationship from you to her, if that benefit stops, she leaves. That is, no more association takes place with you. Something to ponder. Anyway, I hope you're having a great holiday season, and I will talk to you later, gentlemen. See ya. Shiva.